You got to have faith, faith, faith. You got to have faith.
Morning, everyone. Morning.
Good morning, Kileka.
Good morning.
Morning. Members, we are about to start. With the meeting, I just need to admit some okay. Members, today we'll be electing the chairperson of the committee. I will be facilitating that process. As you are aware that Mr. Khasa has been deployed to the COCTA committee. So in terms of the NA Rule 158, a committee must elect one of its members as the chairperson of the committee. And in terms of the quorum, we do constitute a quorum. So what I will do, members, now, I will call for nominations for the position of the chairperson. Can I have a mover, please? Honorable Modise, I see your hand, and Honorable Ganjo.
Yeah, good morning, colleagues. I wanted to check if we're adopting the agenda first or we're going straight to nominations.
Oh, okay. Forgot that.
Yes, thank you, Kileka. Just put the agenda first for adoption, and then we can go straight to the nomination. I think that is one area that we have missed. What is on the agenda? Put the agenda first for adoption, and then we can go to the next. And thanks.
Can you see the agenda?
No, Kileka.
Okay, is it up now?
No.
Not yet. Kileka.
Hi.
If you are struggling, can you just mention what is on the agenda? Otherwise, we'll be wasting time now. Can you just mention what is on the agenda for all of us, and then you can then ask for a mover of the for the adoption of the agenda, please, if you are struggling.
Okay, sorry, members, and Mrs. Skiba, I just asked him, like, he's gonna share the screen from his side. Okay, there we go. Yeah, thank you. The agenda before us, members, is the election of the new chairperson. Mr. Modise, I'll hand over to you.
Yes, thank you very much, Chilega. I move for the adoption of this agenda, and perhaps I should further nominate. I nominate Honorable Faith Mutambi to be the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Forestry, Fisheries, and Environment. Thank you very much.
I think my microphone was not on. I thanked Mr. Modise, and can I please have a seconder for the nomination of Honorable Faith Mutambi?
Chilega.
Yes, Honorable Ganjo.
Good morning, colleagues. Let me first second the adoption of the agenda and also second the nomination of Honorable Faith Mutambi as the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. Thank you, chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Ganjo. Honorable Mutambi, do you accept the nomination?
Thank you, Chileto. I do accept the nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mutambi. Are there any further nominations, members?
Morning, Chair. Yes, my hand is up.
Yes.
Honorable Phillips speaking.
Honorable Phillips.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Honorable Dave Bryant as the chair. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Bryant as the chair. Can I have the seconder to the nomination of Honorable Bryant?
Morning, Talikas, Honorable Weber here. I would like to second that nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Weber. Okay, so members, we have two names that have been nominated. We have the name of Honorable Faith Mutambi and Honorable Dave Bryant. So now what we're going to do, we'll have to go to vote.
It's Honorable Bryant here. Just in terms of process, I just want to note that I do accept the nomination. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Honorable Bryant accept the nomination. Okay. So I will put
can I come in? Thank you very much. If there are any further nominations, will you please get to that process before you can put the two names on the vote, please?
Sorry, my kids.
I wanted you to ask if there are any further before you can put the two names on the vote.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, my kids. Are there any further nominations for the position of the chairperson? None. Okay. Please thank
proceed,
you, members.
Proceed.
Yeah, I'll proceed now. Okay, so members, since we have two names that have been proposed, we are now going to vote. So we're going to first vote for the name of the Honorable Mutambi. Can I have who is supporting the name of Honorable Mutambi as the chairperson?
Sorry, chairperson, can I just ask how you're going to be doing this voting procedure?
I'm going to get the number of votes for Honorable Mutambi, and thereafter we'll go to your name and then get votes for how many members have voted for you, Honorable Bryant.
Just to indicate, members, that those who are in favor of the election of Honorable Mutambi will just indicate by a show of hands so that we can calculate the number of hands there, and then we're going to do the exactly the same for the for the next member. Thank you.
I see Honorable Chapa and Honorable Modise Tanjo. Okay, Chapa, Modise Tanjo, Kunu. I see four hands for Honorable Mutambi.
Chair, can I get clarity? I hope Honorable Mutambi is able to vote.
Yes, yes, he can, Mr. Chapa.
Thank you.
I see four hands on my screen.
Okay, from my side, Ileka, I see five hands.
Okay, Honorable, tell me.
Can you just record them?
For okay. The names? All right, I have.
Honorable is on.
What do you say?
Yes.
And Honorable Mutambi.
Honorable Mutambi.
Yes.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Who else not voted?
I have five. Yeah, I have five so far, Mrs. Kiba.
Yes,
shall I proceed to the next name?
Yes.
Of Honorable Bryant and count the votes. Okay. And then members, can I have the hands for those members that are supporting the election of Honorable Bryant? Oh, I've got Honorable Mbata just joined. Honorable Mbata? Honorable Mbata?
So, sorry, Tieleka, you've started the voting process now. We're in the process of voting. What's happening?
No, Honorable Bryant, Honorable Mbata just joined the meeting.
Okay, Tieleka?
Yes.
How far are we with the process now? Are we on the second name or are we still in the first name? You just want to confirm with the new member who just joined. What is the situation?
I need to check with her because she just joined the meeting.
Before we proceed to the next one.
Yes.
Sorry, Tieleka, okay. With respect, the member has joined after that voting process finished. We've now started the next voting process.
No.
I agree with Honorable Bryant.
We have... Have you started the second process? Have you started with the second process or not?
No, I haven't started. Okay, let me go to the next process then.
That's fine. Can I have
the hands for Honorable Bryant?
Let's first lower the other hands.
Sorry?
Can you allow us to lower our hands?
Here, like, to lower the other hands.
Okay, all right. Who's leading? Who's leading the elections? Is it Chilega?
Yes, but I am. Yeah. Okay, so for Honorable Bryant's nomination, I have three hands. The name of Honorable Phillips, the name of Honorable Rieber, the name of Honorable Bryant. So it's three hands. So in that case, Honorable Mutambi has more votes. Therefore, Honorable Mutambi is the elected chairperson of the committee. Congratulations, Honorable Mutambi. And thank you, members. I will hand over to you, Honorable Mutambi.
Thank you, Committee Secretary. Thank you, colleagues. I want to appreciate this democratic process that has just happened. Then I do accept this new responsibility. Some of you, even from the opposition, we come back from the 2009. So you can be rest assured we're going to continue on the work that has been started by my predecessor. I had always watched with keen interest the work this committee has been doing. And I can see it's one of the committees in parliament that is hard at work. The interest being the constituency that we serve, putting their interest at heart. So I want to appreciate your vote of confidence in me. And you can be rest assured, I'm a very fair chairperson. But I see this hand of Honorable Brent. Can I recognize him maybe first?
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. And I would just like to take the opportunity to congratulate you on your election as our new chairperson. And just to say that you will have the support of the Democratic Alliance in conducting fair and objective meetings going forward. And we have heard positive things about your capacity and ability as a chairperson. So congratulations and welcome.
Sincerely appreciate it. I sincerely appreciate this warm welcome. Okay. That I think that concludes the business of the day, unless there's anyone who wants to say. But normally what I do, I work closely with all members of the portfolio committee. I see there's also representation of the EFF in this meeting. Can I check what is the EFF's view in this regard?
Our view is you got to have faith. You got to have faith.
Okay. Did I miss someone? Then I'll allow the colleagues. I haven't met the colleagues also from my party. Definitely Honorable Modisa will say something on behalf of the collective.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Welcome to the Portfolio Committee of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment. Indeed, you got to have faith. For the first time, I agree with the EFF. I was lobbied yesterday by Honorable Paulson to vote with the EFF. I am shocked that he did not nominate today. But this is a committee that has always been hard at work. We are happy to have you, and we're happy to be led by a female chairperson. We have released Honorable Tasha with due respect. We have accorded him the respect all the time. And we know that as a committee, we are going to give you the same respect. Let's get our hands on deck. We are already rolling our sleeves and putting our heads on deck. We welcome you officially, Honorable Mutambi. It will be nice to work with you. Thank you very much.
I do sometimes also make some consultative meetings with members of parties on matters of mutual interest. I think it will be prudent if the colleagues from the DA will also let me know who's their leader. Definitely, Honorable Paulson, you are alone, and the other parties. That's what one prefers at some time, to consult on matters of mutual interest. I should be told, Honorable Brains, your hand is up again.
Chairperson, my apologies. That is an old hand, as they say, and I will lower it. Thank you.
Okay. DA, who leads the team, the core team?
Chairperson, I am the designated so-called shadow minister or spokesperson. And then we have Cheryl Phillips, who is our deputy. And we have Anri Weber, who is our additional member.
I'm pleased to meet all of you. Honorable Paulson, are you alone in this committee?
Chairperson, we don't operate in the shadows. I'm the incoming minister for forestry, fisheries, and environment. And you may be the last ANC chairperson of this committee.
That's very interesting. Yes, Vita, much appreciated. The polls.
Others will stay in the shadows.
No, I think it's on a lighter note, definitely. Okay. The other members from other parties, I don't see anyone today, but I'm looking forward to working with you, colleagues. I've noted your hand, you'll come, Honorable Kappa. But what I had a very long consultative meeting with your outgoing chairperson, and he has assured me that I have a team, a dynamic team of men and women who are dedicated to doing their work. So that's what gave me comfort, honestly. And I'm looking forward to it. Honorable Kappa?
With the privilege of age, Honorable Chair, I congratulate you, and this is how we conclude the Women's Month. I thank you.
Wow. Humbling. It's humbling. I think what I will do, I've seen your program is loaded. The program is very loaded. And then I'll be making consultation the things that I've been asking. Because from where I come from, it doesn't assist to load a lot of things then with limited time. Maybe we need to consider to get another day. I'm mindful of the fact that there are those colleagues who are sitting in other committees on Tuesdays, but you know, also Fridays are parliamentary working days. We are serious of doing our oversight. I'm just giving you a food for thought that you need to start to consider that. But I would like to have your input on that one, because a situation wherein we get the program so congested with limited time, I don't think it gives us an opportune moment to do our oversight properly. But this is the matter that I will be consulting with all of you. I'm mindful of the fact that this is a committee group, and then I think the committee secretary will then give me all your contact details. I'll be doing a one-on-one consultation with all of you to also then get your views on matters of mutual interest. The other issue is and proposals to the program. There's a lot of reading up that one needs to do to catch up. I've already asked for the various programs. The legacy report is still being sent to me. And then I'll look at what you have done since the beginning of our this parliament so that one quickly get acclimatized and also be able to zoom in on all those strategic issues that need our urgent attention. Like I said, I'm a very open person. You see, with this work that what we do, every person's ideas, they matter a lot. And that's how we build a strong team. I believe in strong, dynamic teams. And then I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you. I will definitely got your email addresses, your contact, and then I'll be, you've been here for almost 2.5 years. And you both know what you've been doing good, what you've not been doing good, where there are areas of improvement. And then I think we are coming at the right opportune moment, midterm. We'll also be able to review the work we've been doing, whether there's been meaningful impact to the communities that we represent. And then the other critical issue that we need to deal with, you know, as parliamentarians, we are here to make laws. And I think it's within our purview of this committee to make sure that if there are laws that have been absolute, irrelevant, or other laws that we need to enact in order to intervene on matters that affect our people, we need to then to get that with the appropriate speed rather than to wait at the end of our term as this parliament. So these are some of the things that one would like to attend to jointly together with yourselves, because I believe you have been here, all of you, and then you are my dependable team. Over to you, Honorable Dave. How do you pronounce your surname? I don't want to make mistakes.
No problem. Bryant, the basketball player, Kobe Bryant.
Bryant. Thank you so much. I'll get used to it.
Chairperson, thank you so much for those heartening words, and I think you've certainly hit on a couple of things that we would share with you in terms of how we'd like to take things forward as well. My only appeal would be we have a considerable amount of work to get through between now and the end of this sitting, and depending on how things go with the local government election dates and all of that, we might even have less time. If possible, and I know there were some items for today's agenda which were quite important presentations in that, if we can try and prioritize to get as much of that work done between now and the end of the sitting as possible, even if that means slotting in a couple of extra meetings, we would certainly be open to that to make sure that we can, do our jobs. Thanks.
Yes, even if I had it my own way, I've seen the presentation, I was ready to chair, but isn't that these are processes for Parliament? Then we'll make sure that we catch up on all the work. I see on the program there are matters that the committee secretary has even highlighted. That's why I was also quick to say we need to get an extra day to make sure that we exhaust everything that we're supposed to do during this term. And I'm glad with this response that we are going to find each other and find alternative dates so that even if it means now, because it's not constituency period, us asking for extra time after plenary, depending on you, then I'm ready, I'm unamenable. The minister yesterday, as they were bidding me farewell, she said this, I hope the other committee there will be ready to what we have been experiencing. But basically, that's what it, the work has to be done. We had to do the work. That's why we are here, to make sure that we do what is expected of us. Thank you so much, Honorable Bryant. Any other thing before I close the meeting? Honorable Mbata?
I'm very sick. I didn't sleep. My cough is very bad. But I'm taking my medication. Yes.
What I would like to take it lightly. Sleep, yeah. Rest a bit.
Yeah, I am happy that in this portfolio committee, on the last day of the Women's Month, we have nominated a woman chairperson. I was very worried where we have only a man, a chair, and a man, a whip. Now we have a gender balance. And congratulations, and I hope you will bring your expertise. We know we are a legal person, and there's a lot of legalities issues in this portfolio. And I think you are placed very well. Don't worry about the shadow minister. We don't have a shadow minister. We only have one minister, which is Minister Chris. Thank you. Thanks a lot and welcome. We are so happy to have you. We are, in fact, we are blessed. Thank you.
Okay. We have a shadow minister and the incoming minister in the name of Honorable Person, Honorable Matter. It's okay. Let's proceed on that order. Colleagues, I must say I'm damn excited to be here. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. And then I should think then we need to just, like I'm saying, I'm gonna, you will get my contacts from the committee secretary and the email address. I just think it's there already in the group. Let's look at the program now as it is, not here. Can we get your comments? Also looking at my proposals that, because there's some committee members that have other committees on Wednesdays, I was proposing that we need to then look at Fridays. And the beauty about Fridays, except maybe this coming Friday or next week Friday, that's where we have plenary. So, and the beauty about it, majority of us were working from home, then unless if there are serious constituency commitments, if we can consider to also have meetings from 7 to 5, definitely I'll give you breaks and leg stretch breaks. Don't worry about that. Then we can do a lot of work. A lot of work can be done. And based on the proposal of Honorable Brian to say everything that was supposed to be done during this third term, we have to do it. And then even the remainder of the term, we'll have to finish all the work that we've set up to do the work. And then I should think we need also to do the review. We must do our midterm performance in line with the baseline document being our legacy report. Also, I should think the committee had the strategic plan, the overall strategic plan of the committee. We need to look at that and check on how far are we also performing, because it shouldn't end us on us doing oversight on the department and all the entities, also not checking ourselves on how far we're progressing. So these are some of the issues, but then we're gonna, can I get these comments, inputs on the program, those that are available so that we can then finally, the time we meet, then we'll be talking on the program. Where possible, we meet this Friday, depending on your availability, so that we deal with the reverse. I will have got your inputs. I'm available on WhatsApp anyway. I'm ready to take anything. Then we'll deal with it as it comes. But I know there are items that we put here. Like, I need us to do robust oversight. It can't be that you have 6 items on 3 hours and you think you'll have done justice on them if you're doing oversight. It doesn't work that way, colleagues. So these are some of the issues that you need to seriously attend to as a matter of urgency. So as I adjourn this meeting, you're all going to look at this program as submitted to us, and then any other agenda matter that you feel is not in the program, let us know with the committee secretary. We're going to later have a management meeting and then we'll take it from there. I could say, I normally also have in the MECO meeting that we hold colleagues, we extend some of them to the members of the opposition, like they will send us all parties represented. They can sit as we do part of the planning, because where I come from and where I believe in this work that we are doing, it's in the best interest of our people and we all both represent those constituencies. We must differ in political ideologies, but at the end of the day, the recipient is one and the same people that we serve. So I will end it on that note to again appreciate you having this confidence in me, and I can assure you, I won't dare disappoint. I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting. It's a new environment for me, but we keep on learning new things every day. Also to appreciate the support team. I know in our midst, we have the researchers and the content advisors. I'm looking forward to have this fruitful working relationship with you, including the team from the minister. I see the PLO is also here. It will be a pleasure that we work together. Maybe basically what I also want to also then put the colleagues from the department to give colleagues ample time to read the presentation. I think it will be very prudent and critical that we at least get a 48 hours. If we are going to meet, at least then we get documents within 48 hours and that Yamungun. That will assist us a great deal to then go through the documents, read and prepare for the meeting. So I think it will be my humble plea as well to say this is the message that must be conveyed to the department, including all the entities that report to us, so that we can then get these documents within 48 hours. It makes our lives very easier because we are able to also thoroughly prepare for the meeting. Then nevertheless, I think I want to thank all of you. I don't want to talk much. We need to get going and start working. Thank you so much, colleagues, for the warm welcome. It's much appreciated.
Thank you,
Chairman. The meeting gets adjourned till we meet again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Malibongwe.
Kamala Makuskazi.
Chairperson, do you still want the support staff?
Malibongwe.
Chair?
Just a second.
Is it still there? Can I get a chairperson still on the platform?
Yes, she is, Mrs. Given.
Okay. Can we just maybe remain behind and then?
Yeah, let me.
I thought she said we need to remain behind after this meeting. We can just confirm, Chilaka, if it's only us who are there.
Chilaka, say a puma tonight.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And over to the unmute. Unmute to the
My gift to Chairperson Uphumile, so if I can phone in.
Okay, because I thought maybe. I think yesterday she told me for us to remain behind. I'm not sure whether there is a need still or not. Just find out from her quickly so that we can go out as well.
Chileka, I think you should end the meeting and then we'll come for
okay.
Including the recording.
Yeah, I've ended
the support staff one.
Yeah.
I got pinned, Lee, okay?